Home tits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's
talk about Tex. Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, here he is. He wasn't limping when he walked in. Let's find out. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Dits.
Right? Hamstring awareness. The hell does that mean?
I rang in yesterday and told you what hamstring awareness is.
What's the story?
Nah, I had a bit of a scan, so there's a little bit of irritation around the spot where I was a bit sore. Mm. So we did err on the side of caution on Saturday night, so hopefully we'll jump a couple of hurdles and tick a couple of boxes this week to try and play against Carlton.
So have you got a strain or not?
There's a little bit of irritation around there.
No, don't beat around the bush.
Well, that's what the doctor told me.
Yeah, irritation means you've heard it somewhere.
Well, irritation.
You've got a very, 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 very slight strain.
But doesn't that mean with a hamstring you should be really cautious, though?
Yeah, you have to be cautious with hamstrings because I suppose where mine is, any hamstring really can get a little bit worse. So you've got to be really cautious.
So you won't play this week?
We'll see how we go this week.
Okay. What about Eddie Betts? Will he play?
I think so, yeah. I reckon Eddie will be back.
He trained fully last week?
Yep, trained fully, and we've got our main session on tomorrow night. So
he'll be playing.
So will you train?
I'll try my best. Nah. Probably not. I'll do it limited. Yeah.
Limited, yeah. Okay. So after the game the other night, you know, in the days back at Footy Park, some players would sleep at the club all night and be on ice and those sorts of things. What happens now with Adelaide Oval? Would he do something similar?
No. I've got my own ice machine, so I'd go home and chuck that on and try and sleep with that.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not,
wouldn't be that comfortable.
No, it's not the most enjoyable thing. It's got it's like.
Is that the automatic one that comes on 20 minutes every hour or something like that?
No, it's just constant.
Yeah. What? All the time?
Constant, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not the way, is it?
Times have changed,
Rory. Times have changed, okay. Right. Hey, what about R. Sloan? Rory Sloan, will he play?
Well, he'll have to do a bit tomorrow night to.
Did he train fully at the end of last week?
No, he didn't train fully. He did most of it, but he didn't train fully, so he'll have to convince the PPT.
He's not playing then either.
No, he's got to train fully. If he trains fully tomorrow night, he'll be
all right.
Yeah, he'll put his hand up.
You reckon he'll put his hand up, but they might just take a conservative option?
Well, we've got a pretty tough game
It's a
to
big
play.
Game, yeah. It's a big game. Zip and six.
Now, the review into soft tissue injuries, where's that at the moment? Has that been completed? Or?
Oh, like any footy club, you're constantly reviewing your football program. So we've been doing that since we come back in pre-season. So we don't have to sit back and redo another review. So we've been doing it constantly ongoing. So I'm really comfortable with where it's at.
Yeah, but you don't think there's a reason why there's been six or seven hammies?
Oh, there probably is a bit of a reason, but you can't pinpoint something and say that's the main reason. Like for people, there's a couple of us that have had hamstrings previously, so you're more likely to have a hamstring injury.
Ditch wanted to sack someone.
Who'd you want to sack, Ditch?
No, I didn't.
People were calling for someone's blood. Hey, what about David McKay? Is he up?
Is he up?
Is he going to play? David McKay, you went off.
I don't know. I didn't.
You haven't seen D Mac?
No. I saw him yesterday, but I didn't.
Didn't ask him how his injury was going.
Let him do his course of actions throughout the day.
Can I ask you, as a team, how did you come out of that game against Gold Coast? Because it was a game that just didn't reach any dizzy heights. You know, it was quite, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it was a bit of a lame game to watch, a bit of a boring game to watch. But on the same token, you blokes were playing too well. I suppose you put them away very, very early. So, you know, we've still got to say it was a great effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, for us it is. I think now I've said it for probably the last 24 months that the AFL have now got a competition where it's super even. Mm. So to be able to win wherever, whether it's home, away, and get the 4 points, I think it's a great effort. And we're able to win by 48 points, so it's a convincing win for our footy club. So we were really happy with the win.
Gee, Tom Lynch is a good player. You're Tom Lynch. He comes straight back in and just does clever things.
He does, yeah. He's a very, very important player to our footy club.
Yeah. And the young boys that came in, all very, very good.
They've been good, haven't they? Yeah, Pahulki and Gooch and
Gallucci.
Wayne Miller has come and slotted in at half back. So
how much training did he do over the summer, just for the listeners out there? Because he's played as a small forward or a wingman for most of his career, but he did a fair bit of training over summer, didn't he, as a backliner player?
Well, he did not a massive pre-season because he had some issues with his knees.
Still growing.
But yeah, he's still growing. He's slotting at halfback nicely, and he just reminds me a bit of Bungie.
Yeah, what is he, 19 or 20?
20, I reckon.
He's still growing dits at 20?
Don't know. He should have finished by then.
All going outwards.
Yeah.
Not upwards.
That's right. I'm still growing at 54 in that case. Yeah. Now, Tex, you've got a special function coming up. Tell us about Jake Borlase.
Yeah, so Jake Borlase is one of my best mates back in Broken Hill, and we're rallying together to raise awareness for melanoma.
Yeah.
And also for Jake. So we've got on the 29th of June at Adelaide Oval, Bob Murphy is coming over to be guest speaker, Dits, and you're kind enough to donate some of your time. It's quite expensive, that. But,
what's he about? It's Dits hosting.
Dits is MC.
Okay.
So we've got some...
But please come anyway.
You're going to go up the escalator, Dits, or take the lift?
Take the lift.
Okay.
Bob Murphy, very entertaining. I've actually been at a function in Melbourne where he spoke at a Carbine Club about 2 years ago. Very, very good.
Wrote a good article last week about the footy mafia, talking about how all the centre forwards revolt and all the boys were getting into you. Dermot Brereton and that last week. Good article if you want to go and have a look at it. Supported you, Tex, about how you've been playing. So you got Dits hosting, Bob Murphy coming over. Who else is going to be there? Texan? A few of the Crows boys.
We'll get you along, Roo.
A few Port boys.
A few Crows boys.
I know. One of the auction items is, I've heard on the grapevine, Roo, Tex, and Rory Sloane have lunch with those three, you three.
It is, yes.
So that's an auction item.
One of the auction items. And one of the big auction items, Dits, that I've got. A set of 18 Guernseys signed by all AFL captains.
Oh, really?
We're going to sell them as a set.
Are you serious?
So you can buy all 18 for 2018. 18?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done. 18 jumpers.
So you can buy all 18 jumpers signed by all the captains in the AFL.
I doubt there's ever been a set of those done.
Tex, how did you pull that off?
Captain's Day.
Oh, you've been... Did you get on the... you got them all to sign one?
Yeah, they were all kind enough to sign one for
you. You might get 50 grand for that or something.
That's big. Yeah, huge.
We don't know. But anyway, so we got, so you can go to trybooking.com to book a table. So you can book a table of 10 or if you want to go by yourself, $150 for two course and drinks.
So you can book any number of tickets. You don't have to okay.
Yep. Or we do have a GoFundMe page for that. So we're going to chuck it up on my social media, and also Triple M are kind enough to chuck it.
So right, he's got melanoma, has he?
He does, yeah.
Okay. All right. So $150 per person. That's two course and drinks. Adelaide Oval's one of the best places in South Australia to have functions.
I was there yesterday, Root. Beautiful.
The food is always good. So go to trybooking.com to get your tickets, and you can buy one, or you can buy 10, or you can buy 20, or whatever you want.
Now, Tex, I mentioned Damien Hardwick. So Richmond beat Collingwood. Collingwood off a 3 or 4 day break, Anzac Day. So no great win really, just a win. But what they end up, they kicked away at the end by Monday.
Who's that?
Richmond beating Collingwood.
Oh, 30-odd points.
And then Damien Hardwick comes out afterwards and says, Collingwood are the best team we've played this year. Now, what did you blokes beat them by?
38 or something.
Was it?
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah. Has he forgotten that?
Must have.
Whiz. A short memory.
Yeah, he won by 36 points. Across.
36. Oh, well.
Nothing you'd like to say?
Well, they've got the last laugh.
Okay.
They've got a medal.
We have.
I'm talking about this year. They're saying the best side we've played this year.
Well, that's everyone's entitled to their opinion, Chris.
Let's just recap what you said in the first segment as well. Eddie looks like he'll play. Sloane, you've got to prove his fitness. McKay, you don't know because you haven't even asked him. Tex, you'll probably have a week off by the sounds of the way you're talking. So a little injury update there. Have you got a gag or two for us? You've been on fire, Tex.
Well, I was sitting at the Amber the other day and... having a nice quiet beer, and the two large women walked in, and I said to them,
"Don't pick on large women."
I said, "That's a cool accent." I said, "That's a cool accent." You two ladies from Ireland, and one of them snarled at me and said, "It's Wales, Dumbo." It was quite fitting. So I corrected myself. All right, so you two Wales are from Ireland.
Oh, no. Sex. Come on, you've slipped down a notch there. Is that some of the gold we're going to get at the Jake Borlase luncheon?
Maybe.
Yeah, just a reminder, Roo, what's the date for that luncheon?
That is Friday the 29th of June, end of financial year. Why don't you get out and write that off a bit of tax saving? Yeah, get audited. And
but Roo and Tex and all the boys will be there. And as I said, Bob Murphy, very entertaining speaker.
Yep.
Good on you, Tex. Thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Thanks, boys.